You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the Tara Show.
America.
The Tara Show.
American woman.
She was an American girl.
The Tara Show. News Talk 98.9.
WORD.
The voice of the Carolinas.
And now, please welcome special guest host Ryan Recker.
And I'm looking at the text messages that are coming in here. Taking a look. If you want to message the show, it's easy. The text line is 800-905-0989. Talking about the big, beautiful bill. Some people talking about Gerald Ford. Harold is unknown cousin, but Gerald Ford, one person texted, was left-handed and always turned to our left. Ford Secret Service was right-handed and turned to their right, knocking Ford down. That's interesting. I remember in school, I had a buddy who was left-handed, and I'm right-handed, and the teachers didn't want to sit next to each other because they said our elbows would bump into each other if we're writing. And they're like, no, we'll make it work. Because you know, you get away with more stuff when you're sitting next to your buddy in class. One person said, speaking of LBJ, several months ago, I found a letter that my cousin Buddy wrote him in 1967 but never sent. He wrote that his ears were bigger than Beagle's ears in that he was always on cloud nine, so you're going to write the president to insult him. Luckily today we have social media. You can just directly insult anyone you want at any given time with that cell phone in your pocket. Well, thank you for those text messages that are coming in about big, beautiful bill stuff. One person said, Ryan, I don't get anything from the last tax cut either. The word poor was not used in either bill. At 75 and disabled, both bills left me out, is what the person said. No, I wouldn't say that they left you out. Here's what I'll say. When there's tax cuts, it leaves way for a lot of other things to happen to the economy. Because let's go back and remember during the first time this passed, during Trump's first presidency, as soon as it went in, you saw that the tax cuts had an immediate effect on the economy. You started to see the economy start booming faster than it did previously. And it grew up until 2020 and the pandemic hit. Then you had mass job layoffs and massive government spending when they were pumping money into individuals and in some cases encouraging them not to work and find jobs because it was more lucrative to get the money that the government was going to offer them because they said we had to do this in order to keep America healthy or safe or whatever. They basically said because of this amount of lockdowns that we're going to force onto the American people and encourage people not to work, then we're going to have to offset the income they're going to lose from it. And the same thing with the businesses. You're going to lose income as businesses, so we have to pump more money into these businesses. So much fraud and abuse happened during that time. We've learned so much from our mistakes. Hopefully, we've learned from our mistakes from there. But unfortunately, you had a Joe Biden that went into office and wouldn't acknowledge that there were mistakes made. And now you have so many different states individually going back and auditing all the fraud that was there and trying to recover some of that money, rightfully so. But what you find is that the economy started growing back. It started growing. The stock came back. Market came back. Donald Trump comes into office. He says, you know what? We're going to do a reset on some of these trade deals. Stock market drops. He says it is short-term pain for long-term gain. What have we seen since then? The economy has bumped back. We're talking in a matter of weeks. The losses not only have been cut back, but now even exceeded to where we were before, which is good news. And the track that we see after this bill has signed is that the stock market in Wall Street has acted positively. It is growing and booming, and the trajectory of that is going to continue to grow. A big part of this bill, from how I see it, is that you have to project economic growth in order for this to pay off. You have to grow the economy. You have to see more stimulus money back into the economy. So if you have it in the form of tax breaks, people are more inclined to spend money as opposed to hold back on it because they have to hold it on the essentials. So when you have people spending money, the economy growing, more jobs being created, more businesses filling positions, meaning people are brought into private health care insurers situations as opposed to being on Medicare. And now more jobs, more people, more spending, boom, 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 economy grows. That's the whole point of a big package like this. And when you have a package like that and it the projected growth exceeds what they first thought, then it's a net benefit, not only for the country, but for all the individuals that are inside of that country. What I think is going to happen here, and this is, let me tell you my biggest fear for all of it. And this is just laying out exactly what you probably already know, the basics of all of this works. Here's what I really am afraid. You're going to have certain tariffs in place where we're going to see other countries continuing to, you know, pay the tax. We're going to put it that way. And when you have the income from those tariffs now starting to level off, which is fine, but you made a little bit of money doing that. But then on top of that, you're rooting out waste and fraud and abuse. You're going to save some money from that too. The economy is growing. You're going to have more taxes coming in because of that. More business taxes, individual taxes, that comes in. What needs to happen is if things are growing at a rate faster than what they projected, which could very possibly be, don't go and spend that money. You have to work down the debt. And I think that's where most of the Republicans were stuck on this. They said, we don't trust that you're going to work down the debt in the future. And you know what? They're probably right. If you want to be a betting person, they're probably right that they're going to just blow this in the future. But now, at least America's set up for one of the biggest comebacks in economic history if they can just not waste this opportunity. It is the 4th of July, and here we are enjoying it together. And since we have this time together, I wanted to make sure we play a little patriotic music. We pay some respects to the greatest country in the history of the world, the United States of America. And what better than to go through a little bit of history with Johnny Cash, Rugged Old Flag. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Supreme Court, big, beautiful bill. We'll take some more of your text messages coming up. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though.
She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And welcome back. Looking at some text messages. One interesting text message came in. Help me understand how the no tax and overtime will work. Will be a claim on your taxes at the end of the year, or will it be seen on any paycheck with overtime? You know, that's kind of interesting. I don't exactly know how that works. I'm assuming it's going to work similar to the different like side gig payments. Let's say you sign up to sell things on eBay or whatever. And if you sell a certain threshold, then eBay has to report that as income on your taxes, or maybe you are driving for Lyft or Uber or something like that. And even though you're an independent contractor, after you make a certain amount of money, you know, selling things online, or in this case, if you're just making straight money from tips or whatever from some of these other third-party services, then at a certain point, they have to report it to the government. I'm wondering if the reportable income is what they would look at as tips on the tips, you know? So in some cases, it's logged through the company. Like if you're a waitress or waiter, and let's say that you pay with a credit card and you put the tip on there, and the tip's normally paid out to the waitress at the end of the shift, however that's arranged or situated. I don't know. Each place works different when it comes to that. But there's a paper log. So I'm guessing it has to do with that in the way that it's logged through the accountant. You know, but I don't know 100% know for sure. Or if it's just the honor system, probably not. I guess if you're still paying cash, you're technically supposed to log and report those things. But no, I don't think anyone does. If you're paid cash, I don't know any waiter or waitress that is voluntarily doing their own accounting to tell Uncle Sam about it, stuff that's under the table. But at least now they're going to make, let's say what the threshold is, what was it, 20,000 or something, tax on tips. Let's say you're making way under 20 grand in cash under the table. Now they're basically covered. They don't have to worry about it being, you know, IRS coming back and trying to claw it back if they find out you're getting tips on the table or whatever. I'm guessing that's how it is. There's a couple of other things in the next segment. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by the host of the Financial Survival Network. His name is Kerry Lutz, and he has a take on AI that's quite interesting. Normally, when you hear about schools and artificial intelligence, it's normally kids cheating. He takes a different approach to this. He said it's going to be a good thing for these kids, not the cheating part, but we'll let him explain in about 10 minutes from now. A couple of other things that are going on with the Supreme Court, which is, again, when you look at some of the accomplishments of President Donald Trump during his first presidency, I think you can make a strong argument to say that him appointing to the bench conservative-minded, constitutional-minded justices may be his biggest accomplishment of all. For the longest time, lifetimes, you've had a liberal-leaning Supreme Court, and you had activist judges, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a great example of this, that did not look at the rule of law or the Constitution, but instead looked at the way she thought it should be. Activist judges would sometimes forget about what the constitutional side of it is and go based on what the social side, or this living, breathing Constitution that should adapt with modern times and the whims of how people are feeling. So we have to go back and take that into our ruling, rather. And a lot of people disagree with that, because then you don't really have a rule of law. You have, well, you have someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg that is doing it based on who's shouting the loudest at the time, which is not a good way to handle things. So you have the Supreme Court now into the conservative area, more of them constitutionally minded, which is a good thing. And that's because of Donald Trump winning that election, and how big of a swing it would have been to the left if it was the other way around with Hillary Clinton, how scary that would have looked. The Supreme Court on Thursday cleared the way for deportation of several immigrants who were put on a flight in May, bound for South Sudan, a war-ravaged country where they have no ties. That's how the Associated Press starts this story. They look at it and say the conservative majority found that immigration officials can quickly deport people to third world countries. Majority halted an order that had allowed immigrants to challenge any removals to countries outside their homeland where they could be in danger. So let's look at the people that were deported to South Sudan. And I want to go over to the New York Post, and I'm going to read the headline to the New York Post. Supreme Court greenlights deporting violent criminal migrants to South Sudan. When you look at the two ways the stories approach this, you have the big, bad, mean ICE will come into town. They're going to take innocent people that have paid taxes and contributed to the community, and they, you know, they've set their roots down, and they're, as far as you know, Americans just like anyone else, even though they had orders to leave, but still. And now they're just going in and they're just uprooting people and they're thrown on planes and they're going to Sudan where they have no connection whatsoever. That's the way the Associated Press make it sound like. Big bad Donald Trump breaking families up. I think the New York Post put it much better. Deporting violent criminal migrants to South Sudan. We're talking about, this is what the Trump administration contends, men committed crimes so monstrous and barbaric that no other country would take them. We're talking about repeated sex offenders, convicted murderers from countries. They come in, they commit these crimes, and you don't want them here in the United States. But what you find in a lot of ways, these very liberal areas will take them in, and then judges will cycle them back on to the streets to commit more crimes. Then they get caught, they commit more crimes. They ignore deportation orders. They evade police, and then they commit more crimes. It's just over and over again. But when you're talking about murderers and rapists and sexual predators and people that are doing pretty disgusting things, and they are in the country illegally to begin with, Donald Trump, I think he's saying, okay, there's 8 examples of that we can find immediately, and we're going to test the waters and send them to Sudan because they're the only place that'll take them. Their home countries don't want it back. Send them off, and the Supreme Court said, okay. Okay, go for it. But if you read the stories, if you read the headlines, and if you watch, I think a lot of the mainstream takes on this, you're going to find that they're going to make it sound like, oh, these weren't murderers and rapists. These were, you know, hardworking community members that could have been your neighbors. I'll tell you, if I find out that in my neighborhood there's like murderers and rapists hanging out and they have orders to be arrested and they're not, I'd be pretty upset about that. The other thing the Supreme Court ruled on, let me grab this real quick. They're going to take up the transgender school athlete bans, and this is going to be a big one too. I think a lot of states, and unfortunately a lot of districts and individuals, are kind of forced into this gray area where school districts, I don't think, want to have to force these young girls to be exposed to biological men with biological male genitalia in their locker rooms, changing with them. Parents don't want their little daughters to have to deal with this or even be exposed to these sort of things. And this nonsense of this, like, you know, this woke political atmosphere that we were in for so long is coming to an end is something that I think a lot of people need to cheer. And hopefully the Supreme Court looks at this and say that when it comes to school athlete bans, that biological men and biological women are different and they should be treated as such. And you should be able to recognize them as different. And it's not discrimination to recognize them as different. So let's see how the Supreme Court does this, but I think it's going to go in the conservative way. Kerry Lutz is going to join us after the break. He is the host of Financial Survival Network. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Looking forward to that on WORD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Go anywhere. There was an interesting article, Is AI Undumbing America? I was fascinated by that thought. Joining us now is the person that wrote that. Also host of Financial Survival Network, Carrie Lutz. Thank you for coming onto the show this morning.
Happy to be here.
So I wanted to get your thought on this because this is how the article starts. For decades, Americans have watched in frustration as their country, once the world's engine of innovation and rugged thought, slid into an era of shallow entertainment, crumbling schools, and short attention spans. Not good. I mean, what do you think about the way that, based on what we remember versus the way things are now when it comes to America, but there's a little bit of optimism in this, and you're finding optimism in places where not a lot of people are finding optimism, and that's AI. I was hoping you could explain.
Yeah, well, basically, I just remember a joke that the late, great comedian Jackie Mason said. He said, when I went to school, they used to give us homework. Now they give out condoms. Oh, and, that's kind of like the emphasis on reading, writing, and arithmetic has disappeared in so many of our schools. They become warehouses, take care of kids, keep them off the street so they don't cause trouble. And, this situation has just deteriorated because the emphasis on education isn't there. And I don't know if it's the teachers, the administration, or both. I'm not sure exactly, but the schools, many of them have become little more than indoctrination centers. And this has led to a backlash. You have two kinds of parents, those who send their kids to private schools and those who homeschool them. The other parents probably can't afford to, or they're not involved enough and don't really know or care what's going on with their kids' education. But the ability for the homeschoolers to get superior educations to anything that they would get in school as a result of AI is becoming more and more obvious. And the need for teachers, their role is going to change. You still need somebody to monitor the kids' education, whether it's a parent or a teacher. They need to be holding the kids accountable, learning what they're supposed to learn. AI makes all the rote tasks of education much easier and more effective, because right now, it's no secret the way things are taught in school now, they're taught often for the middle student. So the kids on the bottom get neglected and the kids on the top, or they get taught for the bottom student and the kids in the middle and the top get basically the short end. And AI, the ability to tailor an education program to every child's individual level, really makes it unbeatable. And then the idea, a lot of the teacher's time is creating tests, grading them, calculating the kids' scores. AI can do that, basically freeing the teacher from that. The other thing is the ability of AI to really turn education into a fun gaming experience for kids. I remember my daughter, when she was young, this was back, 35 years ago, to tell time, there was a basic computer program, and the kid was using a scale, and they had to calculate the time on the clock using weights. My daughter learned how to tell time from that, and that was rudimentary. Now the ability to create these custom tailored learning programs at the child's individual level has never been, it's just an amazing opportunity for Americans to reclaim education for their children.
Mm. I guess one of the concerns I would think of is going back to the idea of indoctrination, when these kids are getting certain things plugged in there based on the biases of their teacher. Doesn't AI have their own biases in certain ways? So even if you were to switch the technology around and use this tool, doesn't that problem still exist?
It exists, but because of the nature of AI, for instance, if I ask it to come up with a conservative plan to balance the budget of the United States, it might, from its bias, start justifying, well, all these programs are necessary. We need DEI initiatives in Mozambique to claim economic justice for the poor farmers.
Oh no!
But if I tell the AI, pretend you're completely unbiased and you are the world's greatest economist, what would you do? All of a sudden, it cuts through all the bias. So the bias is avoidable if the person using it, the teachers, whatever, are actually aiming to get rid of the bias.
So what happens?
There's always some kind of bias.
Well, in the sense of going back to bleeding heart. So let's say that you come to that. That's your project. You're looking at the budget, how you can, I guess, balance it in an unbiased way. So you want to get rid of the Mozambique farmers or whatever. So the bleeding heart, we got to send our money overseas to something that doesn't benefit an American taxpayer that's actually paying into the system. So how do you not lose humanity side of it? So if you look at it just from a numbers game, it doesn't necessarily pick up the nuances of what makes us American. So it could cut some of those things out.
In theory, yes, but one thing, when you use AI over a period of time, it kind of starts adapting itself to you, to your beliefs, to your style, your language. So really, I don't see that. There's going to be bias. Do you want the machine teaching the bias, or do you want some guy who's, in the teacher's union, Randy Weingarten's hand-picked minions there teaching your kids, or do they have a better chance overcoming the bias with AI? It's really the question. But, it could be used to reinforce the failing system that's already there, and it's up to the parents to really hold the teachers accountable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know to some extent that's the reason why we're in the situation we're in, but I think the chances are that the children are going to be able to have a better opportunity. The AI doesn't get tired. It doesn't take a month's vacation. It doesn't take coffee breaks and all that. And, the AI is there continually. And if the programs are structured properly, then every kid can be getting a first-class education way better than what 80% of the schools or 90% of the schools are capable of giving out now.
Yeah. And speaking of the heart of it, and you can probably fix some other problems in the education system. There's a lot of states that have made it so you are able as a parent to see exactly what your kid is being taught. So there's a full disclosure and there's a transparency when it comes to the lessons and the things that they're exposed to. So I guess on a parental side, if you have a tool that is able to not only alert you, but give you summaries of certain things, that's a much better way to keep things transparent, to make sure things are on the up and up inside of a school district. And I'm guessing parents having a tool like that would probably even benefit. They'll feel more safe and secure knowing the things that are being taught to your kids are exactly what you're seeing, as opposed to some of the indoctrination stuff you're discussing.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of the parents have missed the education that they should have gotten as well, because look, today's parents, you know, they're millennials or Gen Z, and they went to a system that the system didn't just start failing today. It's been failing for decades. And so they can also follow along with their children and pick up on the education that they didn't get. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I think everybody's a winner here.
That's good. Well, if people wanted to read your work or some of the other things that you do with the Financial Survival Network, where can they go?
Just go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And I've written books. I've got a book out now called The World According to Martin Armstrong, and we cover a lot of these topics.
That's good. There's a lot of topics to discuss, and there's a lot of applications for AI. It's amazing how far it's come in the last couple of years. It's kind of hard to imagine where it could be going and some of the other applications of where you'll see it. That's why it's good to think about things like this, where it could be used in a positive way in schools and really helping these kids reverse some of these, well, troubling trends that we're seeing. Carrie Lutz, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
Oh, boy. All right. You know, if you wanted to find me online at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, got a couple minutes here, and I'm looking at the text message. One person said, so can this AI teach a child how to have normal social interactions with humans, including their teacher? No. No, probably not. That's going to be a tough thing, generationally speaking. Generations that grew up with smart tablets and everyone's got a laptop and people got smartphones and you can touch the screen and it interacts with you. The generation that grew up with that versus the generation that didn't have that, so they had to be entertained and interact in different ways, most likely with other people in the real world. It's a big learning curve for some kids. And it might just be a parenting thing. A lot of it has to do with parents that say no to their kids. No, I don't think we're going to let you stay on that tablet all day. No, I don't think you're going to watch TV all day. No, I think you're going to have to go out and, I don't know, ride your bike, play with the neighbors, read a book. Those are the type of parents that you find kids do much better in school. The parents that have that sort of mindset for their kids as opposed to hands-off. And I guess there's always been hands-off parents nonetheless. A person that texted in said, as a tutor, I can tell you kids are already so buried in the technology of their phones that they can't seem to have a normal conversation or pay attention to other people. I get that. That is definitely a common trend. There's things that the kids are interested in that are not on a screen. Maybe you find best ways to encourage that. My kids are young, 10 and 4 years old, and it's very tempting because you're exhausted. You come home from work and you're tired. And you want to, you know, catch up on cleaning the dishes or the laundry or cleaning up all the toys on the ground or whatever it is. And you're like, oh, I just want a minute where I'm not working and I can just look at my phone and social media for a couple minutes without being interrupted. And you're like, okay, fine. Go take your tablet. Do whatever you want. It's very tempting, and you know, as a parent. But I'm telling you, too, that if you find yourself in that trap so often, it's going to have very negative consequences for your kid, and I think we're seeing them inside of schools. Speaking of other negative consequences, I'm going to read you the defense for this one teacher. Her name is Christina Formella, and she, well, maybe a former teacher is the best way to put it, And I'm going to read you some quotes on the New York Post, and then I'm going to read you what she's accused of. So here's the quote. Female teacher, when men face accusations, we discuss evidence and procedure. When women face accusations, we attack their character, their choices, and their worth as human beings. This isn't justice. It's gender-based persecution disguised as accountability. Do you hear that? If you're a female teacher and you're accused of something, then it's gender-based persecution disguised as accountability. It's misogyny. It's all these other, you know, use whatever word you want. The defense of this 30-year-old special education student, teacher rather, in Illinois, she's accused, 30-year-old, keep in mind, of grooming a 14-year-old student and having sex with him at least 50 times after he turned 15 years old. So she's 30. She's a special education teacher. She groomed a 14-year-old boy, and then when he turned 15, sexually assaulted him, raped him 50 times, because when you're that age, there's no consent. So the teacher was 28 years old at the time the alleged affair began. Prosecutors said a majority of the sexual encounters happened at the school. So her defense is, oh, the only reason you're even finding a problem with this is misogyny. It's gender-based persecution disguised as accountability. Let's just kind of put the shoes on the other foot here for a second. If this was a 28-year-old male teacher having sex with a 15-year-old student in the school and is accused of doing so 50 times, at least 50 times, based on her logic, you wouldn't have a problem with that. It wouldn't be a big deal. The only reason you have a problem with it is because she's a female and she's not a male. Isn't that ridiculous? Another school story here, and I know we got to go to break here in a second. Massachusetts public schools guilty of rampant anti-Semitic abuse, according to a complaint. So they were found guilty in court, the Concord-Carlisle Regional School District. They said Jews had to leave the district because the anti-Semitic rhetoric was just ramped up so high that they couldn't even think straight. This is the school district. It's not just colleges. It's other school district, the high school level, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.